Hello and welcome to the Wind Machine Podcast, not your average Eurovision podcast. My name's Danny Tregoning, and today I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, as always, Mark Perkins.
G'day, Danny. G'day, Eurovision fans.
I know it's been a bit of a break between episode 48 and 49, but we kind of had some life stuff.
Yeah, it comes, it goes, you know.
It's such a shame that, you know, it gets in the way of quality podcasting time.
I know.
It's not right.
And just so you know, the introduction was the Time Tunnel.
Now, for those of you who haven't watched the Time Tunnel, like I've watched a few episodes and I actually enjoyed it. Mark, could you explain to our listeners what actually happened in Time Tunnel and when was it set and made and all that stuff?
It was made in the mid-60s, around the same time as Star Trek. Sci-fi was big around that time.
Yep.
It involved two guys who... Or one guy accidentally, should I say, got trapped in the past and his friend went and followed him. And then each episode was them getting teleported to a different time and place, sort of like proto-quantum leap.
Ah, yes, that's right. I remember now. And of course, that theme, we only just realised, was written by John Williams.
Of Star Wars fame.
Which is very cool. Oh, Star Wars and the rest.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
He's done everything, really, hasn't he?
Yes.
But it's a good show. And if you get a chance to sit down, look, it's very 60s. It's very much like when you go back and watch original Star Trek and you go, whoa. But the fashions are good.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I like the fashions.
But this isn't about fashion. Well, it could be about fashion,
It could
say.
Be about fashion. We do actually touch on a little bit of fashion.
Yes.
Turn to the left, fashion. Right. When we get to a certain country that may have some dubious fashion choices.
Mm.
Now, if you've been teleported in from a distant world and haven't listened to part one, you should probably stop now and go back and listen to part one, because part two might not make sense to you.
No.
So basically what we've done is, because the Yoda Beanie of Doom selected randomly countries at certain points in time, what we decided to do was to round off the season quite nicely to look at songs that could have, should have, or would have made the podcast if the Yoda Beanie of Doom had selected these countries in a different order.
Now, for part two, all of the songs that we mention took place in 2018.
Yes, so they're very recent songs. So in part one, we were looking at songs from 2017 and some of 18, but just the way it happened, just the way we drew the line.
So all these episodes that we talk about this episode were released after Eurovision 2017, but before Eurovision 2018.
Yes. So I hope that all makes sense, but let's get to it. Episode 20, we went to Russia. Now, Russia's had a bit of fun in the last couple of years, but anyway, episode 20 was released on the 28th of May 2017, so post-Eurovision. We picked Party for Everybody by Baranovsky.
The Russian
Russian grannies. In 2012. Nevoizya, or I'd like to call it He Is My Poison, which is totally not the words, by Tattoo from 2003. What If We by Dina Garipova from 2013. You Are the Only One by Sergei Lazarev from 2016. And A Million Voices by Polina Gagarina from 2015. Since then, Russia has given us Julia Samalova's I Won't Break.
I won't break. Still better.
I don't know. I don't know. Look, the awful thing was, I actually really liked this song as a recorded version, and I think as a disabled person myself, listening to someone who has a disability singing about I Won't Break, it actually resonated with me, but oh, hot mess on stage.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yikes.
And that was that Russia's first non-final appearance?
For a long time, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Awkward. Poor Julia.
Up next, episode 21, was Belgium, and that was released on June 12th, 2017. In that episode, we had City Lights by Blanche from 2017, What's the Pressure by Lara Tesoro from 2016, Sister by Sergio and the Ladies from 2002, and you know we liked saying
and the Ladies. Sergio and the Ladies.
Love Kills by Roberto Ballarossa from 2013, and one of my favourites, Rhythm Inside by Louis Nortet in 2015. Since then, Belgium has given us Senex A Matter of Time.
We keep on running, it's just a matter of time.
And even though we adore her, she did not make our coulda, shoulda or woulda list.
Episode 22, we travelled to Italy and it was released on June 30th, 2017. We included Occhi Tentali's Karma by Francesco Gabbani from 2017.
Allez!
Which was really hyped and then died. Yeah, it was awful.
It was the favourite.
I know. L'Amor e Femina by Nina Zilli in 2012. No Degree of Separation by Francesca Michelin from 2016. Grande More, you can't say it without trying to be an opera singer.
And I butchered that totally with Fleur and Christopher at the recent karaoke night.
That's totally fine. That was by Il Volo from 2015. And Madness of Love by Raphael Guzzalali from 2011. I've been slowly introducing my mother, who is very anti-Eurovision, into Eurovision. She actually liked that from 2011.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's very Michael Bublé.
It is very Michael Bublé. I tried to match what she likes to Eurovision.
Oh.
Yes. One song did come out of Italy since that episode. We didn't give it our coulda, shoulda, woulda, but it was by Elma Metta and Fabrizio Moro. Non mi avete fatto niente.
The song with lots of
yelling.
Yelling.
And the fact that I still can't say it.
Non mi avete fatto niente.
Non mi avete fatto niente. Non mi avete fatto niente. Non mi avete tolto niente. Questa è la mia vita che va avanti. Oltre tutto, oltre la gente.
That surprised me too, coming fifth.
It came out of nowhere for me anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Next up we had episode 23 and that was Bosnia and Herzegovina, or Bosnherz as we like to call it. But they haven't been in the competition since 2016, so there's nothing to add.
No. It's a shame, really.
Yeah.
I do love a bit of Bosnherz. I miss them.
Yeah.
Episode 24, we went to San Marino and that was released on August 11th. 2017, otherwise known as the Valentina Minetta episode. We chose Spirit of the Night by Valentina Minetta and Jimmy Wilson from 2017. Chain of Lights, otherwise known as Chain of Farts, by Anita Simonici and Michelle Perinola from 2015. Social Network Song by Valentina from 2012. I Didn't Know by Mark's homeboy, Sir Hat, from 2016.
I Didn't Know.
And Maybe, of course, by Valentina from 2014. Our first coulda, shoulda, woulda for this episode goes to Jessica and Jennifer Brenning with Who We Are.
Bullied from the moment we were born, we were always on our own. No one ever said we should be proud or embrace the fact we're standing. Who we are.
special VIP. So you better listen carefully. If they're dissing you on Twitter, don't get sad. Don't be bitter. Don't give up and be a quitter. Show them you better. Yeah. Hell no, if I say so. Get in the car. Rev it up and be a star. Cause you know exactly who we are. Give it to them, Jeff.
We are who we are. And who we are is who we wanna be. We don't have to listen.
Don't listen.
Cause all that counts is you and me.
Hey, hey, hey.
If we're rising where we fall.
Yeah. We keep getting and dusting ourselves off.
In the middle of the storm, we're standing tall.
Without ourselves, we'll be calm.
Jessica Muscat, born 1989 in Mostar, Malta, is a Maltese singer and actress. She attempted to represent Malta at Eurovision every year from 2009 to 2016, as well as Junior Eurovision in 2004.
She finally got in. I'm so proud of her.
I know.
Yeah.
Jennifer Brenning, born 1996, shut up Mark, in Berlin, Germany, is a singer and songwriter. She is an ex-talent show alum, taking part in both And the Winner Is and Germany Seeks the Superstar, which is from the Idol franchise. The song came 17th in the semi-final on 28 points.
Thought this song would fit in really well with what we picked for San Marino anyway.
Yeah.
It's a very San Marinese song when you think about it. When you think of what they've sent to Eurovision, it fits right in.
Yeah.
And it became a little bit of a fan favourite in a way, like it didn't receive the points that it wanted, but it was incredibly meme-worthy.
Yes, Justice for Valentina.
Justice for Valentina. So the official clip is really quite weird. It's the one in 360 footage, but it's been overdubbed. So if you look really closely,
oh, yeah.
Jess's mouth doesn't fit what's actually being sung. Now, that's a bit of a worry, really. She's all in this kind of white thing, and we've got two robots, and then Jen comes in black and a flanny. You got to love a bit of flanny, flanny around the waist. Awesome. And then, of course, we do the heart hand at the end.
Aww.
For the Eurovision stage, Jess is in red. Now, she looks awesome in
she's
red.
She's amazing.
Because it goes really well with her hair, because she had her hair touched up, yeah. So it was very red. We've got two kind of random dancers, four robots on one side, and then we've got one robot with the sign. Now, during rehearsals, they changed the sign many times. So we had Justice for Valentina.
Yes.
For the actual performance, we had the robot holding sometimes, and then he looks like a he.
I think so.
Drops the sign and it says size doesn't matter.
Aww.
Size doesn't matter sometimes. Then, of course, Jen arrives to do her It's Me, Jenny B, in a white jumpsuity thing and a red jacket. So it's very red. And then, of course, we end with the heart hand again.
Mm.
No. But this song has got a really great message, though.
I know. And a lot of people have put it last or second last as in their top 43 of Eurovision 2018. Like, yeah, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I really loved it.
I really loved it too. And it's so San Marino.
Yeah.
Like, no other country would get away with that other than San Marino.
Of course.
And the fact, like, they're not doing one in 360 this year, are they?
Yeah.
That's a shame because I thought that was a really interesting experiment.
I think they're doing it for 2020, but
does that mean Valentina will be back?
Maybe.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It'd be good for San Marino to get their second ever grand final qualification.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah. Mm. So now we move on to episode 25, which was FYR Macedonia, and it was released on August 27th, 2017. We picked Nestor Shnet. How did I get this?
Oh.
You know I can't speak Macedonian.
Nestor Shneke Ost. I have no idea.
Nestor Shneke Onsane by Next Time. Thank God their band name is easier. That was from 2009. Autumn Leaves by Daniel Kazmoski from 2015. Kiono Sivelo by Calliope from 2012. To the Sky by Tiana, because she's so tall, from 2014. And Nanani Nananaina by Elena Risteska from 2006. So you can call them FYROM, you can call them FYR Macedonia, you can call them Northern Macedonia.
Oh, I don't know, you could, but...
As long as you don't call them just Macedonia... They gave us the epic Lost and Found by IQ, which I personally loved. Have you ever thought about it? We went too far. Now there's no way back. No way back. And it was one of the most amazing Barbara Dex recipients ever, but it didn't make our list.
Next up was episode 26, and that was France. It was released on September 10th, 2017. Our top five for France included Olé 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 by Jesse Matador, 2010, Moustache by Twin Twin in 2014, Echo You and I by Angun in 2012, L'Enfer et Moi by Amandine Bourgeois, 2013, J'ai Cherché by Amir in 2016. Well, we have cosplayed them. So yes, Madame Monsieur's Merci... makes our coulda, shoulda, woulda list.
Je suis née ce matin, je m'appelle Merci. Au milieu de la mer, entre deux pays, merci. C'était un long chemin et maman l'a pris. Elle m'avait dans la peau 8 mois et demi, oh oui. 8 mois et demi. On a quitté la maison, c'était la guerre. Sûr qu'elle avait raison, y avait rien à perdre. Oh non, excepté la vie. Je suis née ce matin, je m'appelle Merci.
Je suis tous ces enfants que la mer a appris.
If you haven't seen the photos, we did post them on Instagram, I'm sure of it. We went to Will's 40th a couple of weeks ago now, and it was Eurovision themed. Of course, our whole life is Eurovision now. We have no other room for anything else, which is good, really. He asked everyone if they wouldn't mind dressing up in a Eurovision theme, so we went all out. Like, I have to say, Gautier, we have to have a conversation because wearing pants and a skirt at the same time is really uncomfortable. And I don't care that it's high fashion. And also, shoulder pads are a nightmare and I don't know how anyone survived the 80s. Madame Monsieur are a French duo consisting of Emily Satt, who was born in 1986, and Jean-Carl Lucas, born in 1982, and they have been together as a duo since 2013. The song is about a girl called Mercy, who was born to Nigerian refugees on a boat in the Mediterranean Sea during the European migrant crisis. The song came 13th in the final on 173 points. I feel like we've lived as them now, so it's very strange to go back after dressing as them to go back and actually watch the two clips. Like, yeah. It's quite bizarre. I think this may have been the first time I actually sat down and watched the official clip properly.
Really? Okay. It's a really good one.
It's fantastic. It doesn't try and be overly emotional, but the visuals really do convey emotion.
Hmm.
So, nautical theme, basically. We have flares. We have people wrapped in that wonderful tinfoil that keeps you nice and warm if you're hypothermic. And we've got people walking around in life vests. But, of course, the black skivvies arrived. Skivvies are back.
Yeah, baby.
The Eurovision stage, we've basically just got Emily and Jean-Carl on the stage pretty much alone, but they're wearing those amazing outfits which we tried to replicate for Will's party.
I think we did a pretty good job.
I think we didn't do too badly. I haven't worn a skivvy since I was probably about 14, so that was a weird sensation. When was the last time you wore a skivvy? Primary school?
Probably, yeah.
Was it part of your primary school winter uniform?
No.
There are some primary schools that do make you wear skivvies.
Oh, God.
I know. We felt a bit like the Black Wiggles, didn't we? But it was fun. It was fun, though. Very smoky stage. And, of course, we've got the red and black theme. So we've got the red shoes and red guitar, red nails, red lippy, all that stuff. I am surprised they didn't get higher than 13th.
Yeah. After seeing their rehearsals, I had a funny feeling that they could have taken it out.
I know.
But yeah, 13th, I was actually surprised, yeah.
It was very strange in this year's competition. I say this year is 2018 because I keep saying this year is 2019. I'm getting so confused with when you're in the Eurovision bubble, all the years mixed together, it's not good for the soul. But we had two songs about social commentary.
Mm.
And Italy got over the line over France, which was very interesting.
Mm.
Mm.
So, following France, Greece was our next episode, number 27, and that was released on September 24th, 2017. We picked Aphrodisiac by Eleftherio from 2012, This Is Love by Demi.
Calm your farm, Mark.
2017. Rise Up by Freaky Fortune, featuring Risky Kid, 2014. Alcohol, Alcohol, Alcohol is Free by Agathon Iacovides and Cosa Mostra in 2013. And My Number One by Elena Paparizou from 2005. Greece gave us Oniro Moi by Yiana Terzi this year in 2018.
Τη ζωή μου θα στην έδινα, τέλος και αρχή, όλα είσαι εσύ.
But it didn't make our coulda, shoulda, woulda. Sorry, John.
It did grow on me, though.
Yes, yeah, same. I actually quite like the live version.
Mm. Far more emotional than the recorded version. We always kind of have a favourite. You know how we always have a favourite country?
Yes.
This next country is one of our favourites, I think. Only because everyone loves an underdog. And you like to see an underdog do well.
Mm.
We now travel to Czech Republic. We released episode 28 on the 8th of October 2017. We picked Mala Dama by Kabat from 2007. My Turn by Martina Barta, 2017. Aven Romali by Gypsy CZ from 2009. Hope Never Dies by Marta Genova and Vaclav Noid Barta from 2015, and I Stand by Gabriela Gunachova from 2016. Our next coulda, shoulda, woulda goes to 2018's Lie to Me by Mikolas Josef.
She a good girl at home, but her skirt goes up like Marilyn Monroe's. Papa likes to drive my mama harder than lava. She rocking high heels, sprout a hot face like Madonna. By the way she moved, got me making a puddle. Baby, I already knew you would be nothing but a trouble. Damn it, everybody knows she never loved for real. Honey bunny up all night when I beat up a ghost queen. I know you got Papa the button is with bamboo. When you were still seeing me, well, he didn't even know. But goddamn it, come count to three. Now sit down, GGY, I'm on fire. So come and lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me, get down on my body. Love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me. Drop, sheet, drop, dropped it like it's order. Now without a second thought, you got me doing what I'm not. And it go heavy, mom, I'm feeling home already. But steady, plenty of these goodies wanna eat my spaghetti. And she got one of my friends, she got him dripping on wood. I know it hurts so bad, but it feels so good. Sweet talking me, now baby, I don't give a damn. You should've thought about me back when I was in them. I know you got Papa the button is with bamboo. When you were still seeing me, well, he didn't even know. But goddamn it, come and count to three. Now sit down, GGY, I'm on fire. So come and lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me, get down on my body. Love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me. You know I like it, you look so good. Set my camel in the mood. When you lie, lie, lie. When you lie, lie, lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me, get down on my body. Love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me.
Mikolas Josef, born 1995 in Prague, is a Czech singer, songwriter, music producer and music video director and choreographer, and is based in Vienna. He was approached to sing My Turn in 2017 and said no, saying that the song didn't suit him. And
you reckon?
You reckon, yeah. Lie to Me came sixth in the final on 281 points and represents Czech Republic's best effort ever.
Sorry, Gabriella, you've now been superseded.
Yeah.
Because we were quite proud when she made it. It was like, yes, finally. And then it was like, oh, and then Mikolas came out of practically nowhere for me. I wasn't sure about the song to start off with. Because the original version is a bit grotty. When you think about it, you listen to the words and you go,
Yeah, words aside, I did include it in my top 10 for the ESC 250 competition that's going
on
right now.
Yes, that's on at the moment. We haven't got long to go until they close the voting.
Yeah.
But that'll be New Year's Eve for us. Guess what we're doing New Year's Eve? Eurovision New Year's Eve. Lie to Me's official clip We've got, look, basically it's a list. We've got trumpets, we've got bass, we've got a car, got a lot of black and white. Then we've got really intense colour. We've got lady in a bath, we've got camel, balloons, and a lot of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I think Miklos actually directed this. So he this did. Has come yes. out of his brain.
Yes.
Because you totally think about ladies in baths with camels and balloons. Like,
of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's at the forefront of my brain at all times.
I'll have what he's having.
Exactly. For the Eurovision stage, there was a bad thing that happened on the lead up as Miklos actually hurt his back. Because he decided to be superhuman and did this flip. And thank goodness for anti-inflammatories, he was able to do the flip when he made it to the final. Because Portugal was very paired back with effects, they had to take in their own coloured LED panels to get the feel of the film clip in together. So we had two dancers in front of these coloured panels, and they sort of went sort of blue, pink.
Mm.
I think there was an orange in there as well. I could be wrong. I don't know. But we had them in front of those, but we had the camera. So it didn't look like it was all on the same stage. It was very clever direction to do it that way.
And those guys, were they wearing like fluorescent type of parachute jackets from the 90s?
It was very 90s. Hmm. Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Of course, Miklos had this nerdy persona for this performance.
Yeah, don't believe it for a second.
No, I don't believe it either. And, of course, the backpack.
Oh,
so there's
yes,
lots of dancing with the backpack, and he's wearing braces, and he's got, you know, the horn-rimmed glasses on and all that stuff. And then the flip happens, and we can all breathe again.
Oh, my God, yes.
But he did it. And to see his face at the end was priceless. Like, I've made it. I did the flip. Thank goodness for modern medicine. Episode 29, we went to Ukraine, and it was released on October 22nd, 2017. We chose Be My Guest by Gitana from 2012, Shady Lady by Annie Lorac from 2008, TikTok by Mariah
Yaremchuk.
It is Yaremchuk, isn't it? The thing is, I've been having flashbacks to episode 29. Something to do with episode 50.
All right.
Spoiler alert. And yeah, I did call her Yaremchuk back then, so I guess I have to continue with that theme,
yeah.
Chuk. That was from 2014.
The Man in the Hamster Wheel.
Dancing Lasha Tumbai by Verka Saduchka from 2007. And Wild Dancers by Ruslana from 2004. We actually watched 2004 the other night. It was really good.
Yes.
I liked it.
Look, yeah. Like,
the hosts were weird.
And we'll get to this probably maybe next year.
Mm.
Hint, hint. But I could only like a few songs from 2004. There was a lot of honest-to-God crap.
Yeah, look, fair. I know.
But there was good standouts, like Wild Dancers.
Oh, for sure. I think we picked some very good ones for Ukraine for that episode. One song that coulda, shoulda, woulda made the list is Milovan's Under the Ladder.
Down, I'm laughing at the trial. Help me to unravel, tangle off my innocence inside. Faith but to be solved. Oh, 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 walking in a better. Oh, 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 walking at the ladder. Shut out just one reason, all this for. Cause you're a liar. Fear begins to ravel. Nothing but you will set you on fire. Fire alive.
Good luck with this, Mark.
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, you got the nice hard one.
Protestantism.
I can't believe he said Protestantism. And you actually said it without tripping. What the hell?
Konstantin Mikhailovich Bokhorov.
I'm so sorry, Sally. We've tried.
Born 1997, oh my God, in Odessa, is a Ukrainian singer and songwriter. Melovin, as his stage name is.
I don't know if it's supposed to be Melovin, though. It might be Melovin.
Melovin.
But I like Melovin because it sounds Melovy.
Won the sixth season of X Factor Ukraine. He has been to both music and theatre school.
You can't half tell.
Oh, definitely. The song came 17th in the final on 130 points.
Top song, and it was a great song to start.
Oh, wasn't
the final
it ever?
On. This was the first time that we've sat down and watched the official clip together, because leading up to the contest, we only had the national final footage to go on. Melovin has borrowed the burning piano from the Makemakes.
Yes, he has.
They didn't need it anymore, so that was fine. There's a lot of... Okay, if you haven't watched Dexter, there is a thing called a kill room. Dexter, without giving too much away, is a psychopath who kills people when they're bad and also works for the Miami Police Department. So his kill rooms are quite amazing because he pretty much plastics the whole thing, because, of course, he's a CSI guy, so he knows how to clean up. So Melovin's in a kill room. I'm sorry, I can't get past that because I just look at plastic on the floor and I go, yes, yeah, someone's being murdered. There's a lady in red, and I think the lady in red is out to get him. I'm not entirely sure. He looks quite not into it when she's touching him. Yeah, it's a bit... Then he goes back to the burning piano and he sets his hands on fire and he's still playing with his hands on fire. And then he all bursts into flames. And then was it all a dream?
We don't know. Was it?
I don't know. Like, this screams theatre school to me.
Oh, it does.
Like, it's been a long time, listeners, since I was at university. And, of course, half the thing about doing a Bachelor of Fine Arts is trying to make up stuff, why artists do things.
Yeah.
And I wasn't very good at that because I'd see a painting of a house and I'd say it's a house. Or when I was asked, what's your painting mean? And I'd say it's a building. When I was supposed to say, it's the juxtaposition of internalized anger and calmness while, you know, thinking about society as a whole. No, see, I still can't do it. It makes me feel sick to talk like that.
Art school.
Oh, art school, honestly. The official stage, it's not a coffin.
Yeah.
It's a piano. It's not a coffin. This is one thing that Melovin talks about all the time. It's not a coffin. He is not a vampire. Uh-huh. It's not a coffin.
Dang.
So he kind of comes out of the piano. That's really a coffin. Comes down the stairs. We've got four backup singers. We've got black coat, which comes off, and he's got the white shirt on underneath. It's very Robert Smith. Then he goes back up the stairs to play the piano, and then the stairs catch fire, so we've got fire again, and heaps of pyro. And it is probably one of the most breathtakingly staged performances I've seen in quite some time. It's very arty. We do like arty in Eurovision. It's a little bit different.
Yes.
And I think he was very worthy to make our coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Oh, definitely.
Now we move on to something a little bit different. Episode 30, we went to Portugal, which was so funny because we went from Ukraine, which hosted in 2017, to Portugal, who then hosted in 2018. And we thought maybe, you know, the Yoda Beanie of Doom was playing with us. That was released on November 12th. 2017. We chose Quiero Satua by Susie from 2014. Koisas Danada by Nonstop from 2006. Harima Kwai no Sapara. Oh, look, it sounds better when she sings it, by Leonor Andrade from 2015. Todas Aruas do Amor from Flor de Lis. That was in 2009. And Amar Pelos Dois from Salvador Sobral in 2017. Portugal gave us the pink-haired goddess Cláudia Pascoal with O Jardim. But unfortunately, it didn't make the cut.
And unfortunately came last in the grand final.
I'm still outraged.
That was just bizarre.
I think it's a beautiful song.
It's great.
I've actually started to like Portugal after all this time.
Wow.
I know. Like, it's never been one of my high-ranking
nor me
countries. Mm. It's a bit like Spain. It's like, but song really won me over. If they can send something like that again,
yeah,
you know, Portugal could do well.
As long as the jury and the public vote their way. Anyway, up next we have Romania. That was episode 31 and it was released on December 3rd, 2017. We chose Yodel It by Ilinka featuring Alex Florea from 2017. Changed by Hotel FM in 2011, It's My Life by Cesar from 2013, and Miracle 2014, and Playing With Fire, one of my favourites, from 2010, both by Paula Sealing and Ovi. 2018's rock song was The Humans with Goodbye.
I should have stayed, but I already left a thousand times. I've won my fight. Nobody knew nothing about.
And even though we loved it, not so much the public because they missed out, it didn't make our coulda, shoulda or woulda list.
I think we both could have done a lot more coulda, shoulda, wouldas, but we tried to keep it to 10 and it's so hard.
Yeah.
The next one was pretty hard too. Episode 32, we went to Bulgaria and it was released on December 23rd, 2017. We chose DJ Take Me Away by Deep Zone and Balthazar from 2008. If Love Was a Crime by Polly Genova from 2016. Sempo Sempioni by Elitsa and Stoyan from 2013. Love Unlimited by Sophie Marinova from 2012. And Beautiful Mess by Christian Kostov from 2017. We were given Equinox's Boons.
So I love beyond the bones, goes deep inside your soul.
Which didn't make our list, unfortunately, but we hope that Bulgaria returns in 2020. I honestly think they used all their money on this.
Yeah, that clip was out of this world.
And the fact that, you know, we've imported two Americans was quite, you know, huge. It was two Americans.
Was it three?
It?
I know.
I can't remember. Basically, they were representing America with some Bulgarians.
Anyway, Slovenia was our next country. And it was episode 33, and it was the first release of this year, so on February the 6th, after our sojourn overseas.
Yes! God, that seems ages ago now.
Our jury, of course, chose Here For You by Mariah, 2015, Round and Round by Tinkara Kovac from 2014, Ragnar Zame by Rebecca Dromelji from 2008, Blue and Red by Manuela from 2016, and Energy by Nusa Dorenda from 2001. Slovenia gave us the other pink-haired beauty, and she gets our last coulda, shoulda, woulda for this episode. It's Leia Cirque with Havelne.
Havelne. najsrečnijim brez luči. Ena smeh za srečo, ena smeh za ljudi. Za tisto, ko nas skrbi. Svoje žene da mi komur držimo za se.
Born 1989, is a Slovenian pop singer. She studied at the Conservatory of Music in Geneva and has a master's in specialized music performance. That sounds pretty impressive. Leia was a backing vocalist at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2014, and she has two daughters, and apparently they were very proud of their mum.
Aww.
More. Halavane means thank you, no. And the song came 22nd in the final on 64 points. It's very funny now because every time I listen to it, I just think, thank you, no. Thank you, no. This was another one that we'd never watched the clip to because leading up to the 2018 contest, we only had a national final performance to go on.
Mm.
There's a lot happening in this official clip. We're at a bar. There's a lady sitting at the bar, and I'm not entirely sure if the barman is creepy. I get a creepy vibe off barman anyway, so, you know. She goes to the loo and comes out of the toilet with this gigantic head on. And it's not exactly an attractive head, is it?
It's like a 3 foot by 3 foot paper mache head.
It's... And one of the eyes is winking and it's got really big lips.
Oh, it gets even creepier though.
This guy cracks onto her while she's wearing this ginormous head.
Oh my God.
And he's kissing the ginormous head. It's quite full on.
Okay.
So she decides to take the head off and he's no longer interested.
These men with big head fetishes. I swear.
Great thing is the lady doesn't seem to care and no. She just continues dancing anyway. Yeah, yeah. But I was like, this is another thing for art school. Like I could probably pick this apart if I wanted to. But just the visuals of that guy kissing the gigantic lip of that head is going to stay with me forever.
Me too, I think.
The Eurovision stage, thankfully, we don't have any ginormous heads. We've got Leia on stage with four backup dancers. They look very much like they had been to Cher's house and stolen some of her outfits for If I Could Turn Back Time. It's very...
Mm.
What do you call it? What do you call a G string again? Is it bum floss?
Okay.
There's a lot of bum floss happening.
Right.
Now, controversially, they decided to do something in the semi-final. And when we were watching it, I turned to Mark and I said, she's not going to make the final with this. This is stupid. Well, I was wrong. She stopped the song and pretended that there was a technical fault.
Yes.
And then got everyone to clap to get the music starting again.
Yeah.
She didn't do that again for the final, thank God. But instead, she got everyone to sing.
Yeah.
Which, sometimes it doesn't work making that break.
No.
I remember one break that did work, which was Dour Bob.
Yes.
Because he stopped and it was for him to get to another part of the stage. So it didn't not make sense. I hate saying double negatives, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's a bit kind of weird that they went with that, but I guess in another way it's made it quite memorable.
True. But I don't think even the grand final switch up, the change, it didn't quite hit it off for me.
No, you've got to kind of have better acting skills to pull that off.
Yeah.
And I think because we saw it in the semi, and of course you have to keep continuing doing something because you're going through so many shows, and we hadn't really heard in the jury show if she'd done that. So, of course, watching it, we were like, oh, no, Leia, don't do it again. And she did. She broke the song, but at least she changed the narrative of why
she broke it.
And, of course, at the end, she changed it to Thank You, Yes, which I thought was very interesting because that's not what's in the recorded version at all.
Yeah. After Slovenia, we went to Turkey in episode 34, but we haven't seen or heard from them since 2012, so there's nothing much to add there either.
It's a bit sad, really. I miss Turkey.
Yeah.
Damn. Episode 35, we went to Hungary, and that was released on the 11th of March, 2018. We chose What About Our Dreams by Katie Wolf, 2011, Pioneer by Freddie, 2016, Sound of Our Hearts by Compact Disco from 2012, Origo by Josie Papai from 2017, and Running by Andras Calais Saunders from 2014. Hungary brought the metal back to Eurovision with AWS Vizlas Na. But we're sticking to our five.
Up next, we went to Ireland. Funnily enough, episode 36, which was Ireland, was released on St. Patrick's Day 2018.
The Yoda Beanie of Doom works in mysterious ways.
Yes. Really speaking, listeners, it is a random draw.
It really is.
There is absolutely no favouritism at all.
Nah.
So how we manage this, I don't know.
I don't know either.
For Ireland, we chose Only Love Survives by Ryan Dolan in 2013. Danny's favourite song, Sunlight, by Nicky Byrne in 2016.
Don't diss Nicky, he's awesome. Aww. He's got great teeth.
Heartbeat by Ken Lim featuring Casey Smith from 2014. Controversially, Waterline by Jedward in 2012. We're sorry, listeners, that we didn't pick the other Jedward song. And We've Got the World Tonight by Mickey Hart from 2003. Ryan O'Shaughnessy gave us the sweet song Together in 2018.
I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be together till we die.
But we stuck with our original five.
Episode 37, we went to Estonia, and it was released on April 1st, April Fool's Day, 2018. We chose Verona by Koit Tuma and Laura from 2017, Rockefeller Street by Geta Gianni from 2011, Play by Yuri Putzman, I love just saying his name, 2016, Goodbye to Yesterday by Alina Bourne and Stig Rasta from 2015, and Everybody by Tanel Padar, Dave Benton, and 2XL, which won. Alina Nachieva bought the opera with La Forza.
La Forza
we're sticking to our five. Also, funnily enough, one of Mum's new favourite Eurovision songs.
She
couldn't believe how high she got.
Mm.
Mm, and then I made her watch the live version and she fell in love with the dress.
Mm. Episode 38, which was released on April 15th, 2018, was our Odds and Sods episode.
Oh, thank goodness.
We couldn't believe we actually drew that out after 38 episodes. Since Slovakia and Monaco have been absent, we only have one song, which is Australia's Jess Malboy's We Got Love.
I know what you must be thinking, but we are powerless to change things. But don't give up, 'cause we got love, 'cause we got love.
We still love you, Jess, but the song didn't quite make our coulda, shoulda, woulda list.
I still sing to it. Yep. It's always on ESC radio.
Yep.
It's a very good, solid song, and I think we were duped a little bit coming 20th.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, we can't be top 10 every year.
No.
It's weird
I still think it's better than Isaiah's performance.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah.
For sure.
Anyway.
Episode 39, we went to Germany. And it was released on May 6, 2018, and is our last episode, which has spare songs. We chose Is It Right by Eliza from 2014, Black Smoke by Anne-Sophie in 2015, Miss Kiss, Kiss Bang by Alex Swings and Oscar Sings from 2009, Standing Still by Roman Lobb. It is Lobb, isn't it?
Yeah.
2012, and Satellite by Lena from 2010, which of course won. And I've sung at karaoke. Was it bad?
No, it was good.
Oh, okay. I think it's because I can do that thing that
like
she does.
Like a satellite.
Since we had a special mention for the last episode, we're giving the same to Michael Schulte's You Let Me Walk Alone, because I know you love it.
I love it.
You do.
I was born from one love of two hearts. We were three kids and a loving mom. You made this place a home, a shelter from the storm. You said I had a one life and a true heart. I tried my best and I came so far, but you will never know, 'cause you let me walk this road alone.
Just didn't quite make the five, but it was one of my choices.
I made Mum also listen to this song.
Yes.
She quite liked it. She said he sounded like he would be on normal radio. I don't know what that means.
Normal radio.
Normal radio.
Right. I don't know if I'm offended or...
I would take it as a compliment. See, I think normal radio means not Eurovision. So she thought it was quite accessible to her non-Eurovision ears.
Good.
So that's good. And of course, I told her the story about what the song is about. And she was like, oh. Now, I have an update from the Yoda Beanie of Doom.
Oh, really?
He's had a Rhonda and Katut moment. And he's run off with this lovely lady in Bali.
Right.
And I'm trying really hard to get him on a plane to come home.
Okay.
Like, I know, you know, he'd been really busy and he made it through, like, 47 episodes, but this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah. Come back.
So, hopefully, we'll have Yoda Beanie home by the next episode. The next episode is actually episode 50. I can't believe it. We've done 50 of these. Whew. Plus the extras.
Yeah.
But holy... That's crazy. And that also marks the end of season one of Wind Machine Podcast.
Yes, 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Are we allowed to say anything about season two? Can we do a teaser for season two?
Yeah, okay.
Season two could take 18 months if we stick to the plan.
Yes.
We could blow it out to 2 years, though, quite happily.
Well, season two will be 20 episodes.
Okay.
We could do it in a year.
Can't do it in a year. That would be too much. And we're not telling you anything more about season two till next episode, so you just have to wait.
Yes.
But we have been teasing a bit, so if you've been piecing it together, you might actually know what the theme is for season two.
Mm-hmm. But...
things are in the post, too.
Ah.
Yes.
Mm. But next episode is episode 50.
Yes.
It's a very special episode.
It's a very special episode.
I think many of you will find it quite amusing.
Yes.
But you'll have to wait.
You'll have to wait. Look, it'll probably take a little bit longer. We're finding it a little bit, not hard, but this episode is taking more time than our regular episodes do.
Correct.
So we're having to put aside extra time.
Yes.
And we want it to be special for our dear listeners. And, of course, be special for us because this is a milestone for us. Like when we started, we thought, oh, yeah, we'll probably, you know, we might give up halfway. Well, we didn't.
No. So episode 50 will essentially be our Christmas present to you, our listeners.
Yes, our Christmas party episode when someone gets drunk and photocopies their bum on the photocopier.
You are hinting very well there.
You used our printer to photocopy your
no,
bum.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Before we leave, Mark's going to do the legal announcement because he loves the legal announcement.
I do. We Edwin Machine Podcast have taken every legal step allowed to us to present this podcast with a current APRA license and we claim fair use for the music played because we do critiques and stuff like that. We talk about the songs.
That's exactly right.
We're not a radio station.
No, we're not a radio station.
We are not affiliated with the EBU, its partners, or SBS. We are just fans.
So give us a couple more weeks to get episode 50 happening. Are we, halfway there, living on a prayer?
About that, yeah.
Yeah, all right. That's not too bad, but it is taking quite some time.
Yes.
Yes. Listeners, if you could see Mark's face right now, he's got kind of like this cheeky little grin. It won't actually take us long to record, though.
No.
No, that's going to be the easy bit.
Yes.
I've been Danny Tregoning, and you can find me on Twitter, DanieTreg.
And I'm Mark Perkins. You can find me on Twitter at Mark Perkins VO.
You can find the Twitter account for the podcast, Win Machine Pod.
Like is on Facebook.
And don't forget, we're on Instagram.
Yes. And YouTube. Which may get a bit of a workout next year.
Yes, I think so, just quietly. Also, if you're looking into going back to some of these episodes that we have discussed on today's episode, you can find them in our archive on our website, WinMachinePodcast.com. Also, don't forget ESC Radio's...
ESC 250.
Yeah, ESC 250. So put your votes in for that. So we'll be back soon-ish with episode 50. Until then, bye-bye!
Bye.